Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now you're kissing Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm gonna read it.
Dear Chase... Oh, they're stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome in the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that at the Fan Podcast on 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts, including places that end with Chase Utley-ify. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get into Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite. We'll do that in 30 minutes. There's a Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar treats you right at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. I got myself a Vancouver Ford car out in the lot right now, and they've been fantastic. I absolutely love them. So make sure to check that out, and that text line lets you interact with us throughout the entire show. We're probably T-minus hour and a half from somebody doing a 70-foot jump at Walker Stadium for the Pickles game.
Oh, turn my mic on. You know who threw out the first pitch tonight?
Who?
Danger Aaron.
Let's fight him. I don't know who that is.
Aaron McGeehee from Jackass.
Really?
Yeah, he threw out the first pitch tonight.
Is he local?
Oh, yeah, he's...
Well, a lot of those Jackass guys are Northwest guys.
Yes, I don't know
the
if
skating,
he's...
The skating, the boarding, the surfing.
I had no idea, really.
Yes, he is local. I don't know exactly what context, but yes, he is. He's actually... Oh, how about this? Born McMinnville, Oregon.
Hey, get that.
Repping that Yamhill, dog.
I'd love to live in McMinnville.
Went to McMinnville High School. But yes, he is. He threw out the first pitch tonight.
Hey, that's pretty rad, dude.
Why am I not surprised?
We're as important as stars of Jackass?
No, but we're up there. We're up there. I will say, favorite movie theater experience of my life was going to see the first Jackass movie.
It was pretty great.
I went with one of my best friends at the time. I mean, that movie came out, God, what year is that? Jackass came out in 2000, 2001, it looks like.
Wow, I'm in high school.
I was way too young to be going to the movie theater to watch that. I'll certainly say that. But I went with one of my best friends at the time and his dad, and I feel like another friend. And then as we're in the theater, my dad shows up with my sister and one of her friends, and we're like,
"Old Joe Fisher the second."
Yeah, it was one of those like, "Oh, didn't expect you to see."
It's a little Spider-Man meme.
Yeah,
like hey,
yeah.
There's a bunch of Joe Fishers in this building right now.
By the way, we're seeing this movie, but wait, what are you doing here? Why did you bring my sister? And so they sat in the row right in front of us, packed theater. I have never been in a theater that was laughing harder, louder in my life. Like, that was, I'll always remember that moment, especially when they showed up. It was like, oh, this is awkward. I don't know if any of us should be here right now, but we'll just roll with this. And then, yeah, the whole entire movie, just fantastic.
The Athletic came out with an anonymous poll of thoughts of players in baseball, and we'll start real quick with who is the best player in baseball. 102 votes anonymously. Shohei Ohtani at 46%, Ronald Acuna Jr. at 26.5%.
Before you scroll, have you looked at the most overrated player?
I have.
Okay, damn it. I was going to try and have you guess.
Well, I saw it this morning before you mentioned it. I wasn't thinking of doing it for the show, but you mentioned it, and I was like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah, I was going to have you try and guess, like take three guesses, because you have commented on this player.
Well, number two, I would have probably chosen number one. I was surprised that number one was number one.
So do we dive into that now?
No. I want to start real quick. Who's the best player in baseball? Shohei at 46.
Adley Rutschman, 2. Gunnar Henderson, 3.
Acuna at 2.
Corbin Burns, 26.5.
Mookie Betts and Aaron Judge tied at 8.8%. Mike Trout on the list.
I mean,
I feel like that's guys saying if he's healthy, he is the best player in baseball.
Well, the best ability is availability, my friends.
Agreed. But I just want to give you an update that Mike Trout is still considered by a lot of guys in the league as one of the best players in baseball.
No, that is a lot of his peers giving him respect. I think he's a very high marker. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, he is a future Hall of Famer no matter what else happens. But let's get to the goods.
Let's trash, guys.
The most overrated player in baseball. And what's funny about this, when I look at this, so I play fantasy. Am I the only guy here that plays fantasy?
Baseball? So. Yeah,
fantasy baseball?
So.
Yeah. You guys do fantasy football, right?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. You don't anymore?
I do no fantasy sports whatsoever. I retired from my hockey league after 2 or 3 seasons. It is, I'm done with fantasy sports. I think I've hung up my my jersey in the rafters.
So I am the only fantasy baseball guy, and the only reason I mentioned that is because the guy on this list that's number one by a large margin is somebody that I have on my list of do not touch.
Do we want to start from 5 and go to 1?
Sure.
On this. So we'll start with 5th on the list, which let's see here.
5th on the list hurts.
And this is a tie for 5th.
5th on
or
the
list. Or tie for 4th, I guess.
One of the tie for 4, and the loser is the 5th. This hurts, because when Voldemort sat in the chair that you sit in, Joe, I spent years propping this guy up, saying this guy is a future ace. This guy is going to be phenomenal. He's in the best organization in baseball you could be in. Homegrown. I love him. I love his stuff. He's going to be wonderful. And I was really wrong.
Well, he's doing much better for the team he's on this year than he did at the second half of last year.
Not doing what he's supposed to be doing.
God. And that is Jack Flaherty.
It is shocking to me that Jack Flaherty, and this is why I think I wasn't wrong in believing that Jack Flaherty was a future superstar Cy Young starting pitcher. Jack Flaherty landed on this list of one of the most overrated players in baseball. That just goes to show you that he was supposed to be great. And he's just not, unfortunately. And shame on me. Kudos to Voldemort and kudos to the Cardinals for cutting bait.
Well, and that, I mean, is he great? No. Is he a serviceable starting pitcher for a team? Yes.
Bullpen?
No, he's got a 3.22 ERA this year.
Out of the bullpen.
He started 12 games. I don't know. I haven't caught many Tigers games, so I don't know if they moved him over or not. But, I mean, listen, I'm still miffed about the trade last year that the Orioles made for him and him doing literally nothing for us. Couldn't even play in the playoffs.
And I think I sat here and was like, Flaherty, oh, good pickup. Like that guy.
Yeah, well, you know, bite my tongue because I was like, man, why didn't we get Giolito?
Sorry, I got to pull back the bullpen thing. I was thinking of Luke Weaver. I was thinking of Weaver, who's now in the bullpen for the Yankees.
I was going to say, I didn't know if they did make that move or
but not. It shocks me that Jack Flaherty, a starter for the Detroit Tigers, lands on this list in the top five. Because the rest of the guys make sense.
The guy that he tied with at fourth. Do you wanna play a little sounder, a little drop for this one?
Yeah, I think I got it. Where is it?
Scrolling, zoom, enhance. Come on. Patrick. You gotta clean up the drop board or something or figure it out.
Oh, it's red right here.
Tim Anderson tied with Jack Flaherty at 5% of the votes.
Look, the fall of Tim Anderson is absolutely insane. This guy won two batting titles in a row on White Sox teams that were growing to be something. And the year going into this year where they really thought they were going to be decent, they decide to let him go and they're the worst team in baseball. It is shocking to me, the fall of Tim Anderson. A two-time batting champ, somebody who had personality, somebody who could be marketed in baseball, a black American playing shortstop in baseball. Check,
in
check,
Chicago.
Check, 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 check. I love this guy. Put him on billboards. And now he's tied for the fourth most overrated player in baseball. And he's got like a 1.3 million dollar deal in Miami.
And he's got a 188 average. And he doesn't even have a over 300 on base percentage at 221.
How does that happen?
Well, you play for the Marlins. That will definitely take some wind out of your sails in 2024. I mean, that's why it's. I don't know if anybody really pays attention to him now. Obviously, with him being on the Marlins, so as far as him being overrated, and that's where the next guy—not the next guy exactly, actually the second guy on this list, but the next one on this list. I mean, I don't think maybe it was a former team aspect where people still have this reputation of him because of what he did. Whether it was legal or not on the field, but it's kind of weird. I don't really think of him as much anymore on this new team, and that's Carlos Correa.
Correa is Tim Anderson on steroids, basically. Like, Carlos Correa...
Or with a trash can.
When he was on Houston, Carlos Correa looked like the next A-Rod, the next Jeter. The next Nomar, the next great shortstop. I used to get in arguments with friends, who's the better defensive shortstop, Frankie Lindor or Carlos Correa? Frankie was on Cleveland at the time. Obviously, my bias kicked in, and I said, it's Frankie. And they would say, it's Carlos Correa, and I had to swallow and say, like, you're not wrong. Like, I think we're splitting hairs here. And he was also a phenomenal hitter. And it was so weird, his departure from Houston. Take away the trash can stuff. Like, let's just talk about players. His departure from Houston, the Giants were ready to throw the bag at him. He failed a physical. And they said, whoop, we're good. And then Minnesota said, hey, we got some money to spend. We'll throw the bag at him. And they did. And boy, he's still a really solid defensive player, but that hitting is just gone.
And I think that's where you get the overrated aspect. 14th highest paid player in the majors, and you're giving me 5 home runs and 27 RBIs at this point in the season.
And what's his on-base percentage?
338.
Yeah, what's his batting average? 245?
270, but it wasn't... That's not bad. I mean, last year wasn't great. 230 in 135 games. He got 18 home runs, 65 RBIs. I mean, since he got to Minnesota, he hasn't had more than 65 RBIs. That's not acceptable.
That's not what you pay for.
No. I mean, do you have his advanced stats? Is there OPS Plus on there? Because it really, that shows a little bit more of like how valuable his at-bats are.
This year, 126.
Yeah, it's not bad, but that's not worth the money.
That's
that
not 14th
him.
Best, 14th highest paid player in the MLB.
No.
I'll cut in on you, Joe, here. Number two should probably be number one, especially for the money he makes.
And again, I understand from the money he makes, but I feel like he has been properly rated from an overall like public standpoint, how people feel about it.
Right. So actually he's not this underrated because he's properly rated.
I feel
he
like
shouldn't be on this list.
No, because I feel
we
like
we all know he's terrible.
Yes. Exactly.
That's like, the great Anthony Rendon.
Yes. Like I feel like we do nothing but crap on him.
Well, he's terrible.
Yeah.
He got injured again.
So I feel like him being overrated, it's like, no, I don't think anybody's overrating him at that point. I think he just makes way too much money.
What if Major League Baseball players anonymously are saying that this overrated guy is actually overrated for being overrated? What if they think he's actually good?
Well, he was at the beginning of his
career. I'm just joking. They don't think that. This guy sucks.
I was like, wait, what?
Is there anybody in baseball you hate more than Anthony Rendon?
Well,
right
and this maybe makes me wonder, like, again, with this being MLB players, like, maybe just dudes around the league are super sour that he's making this much being that big of a D-bag.
I mean, you play 40 games a year and you make that much money and then you double down on it and say, I don't love baseball.
I don't love baseball. It's not my number one priority.
Yeah, it's not my number one priority. It's a job. Like, that rubs guys the wrong way. Like, if one of the anonymous players on this poll is Chris Taylor for the Dodgers, or one of the is Bryson Stott for the Phillies, or Victor Robles for the Nationals, you know, when they do this. If it's one of those guys that's like a fringe player trying to fight it, I think Anthony Rendon saying baseball's not my number one priority would piss them off. A Dylan Moore. You know, Dylan Moore is like, yo, dude, I'm fighting every day to try to make a roster, and baseball's not your number one priority? I mean, yeah, my number one priority is my family and my health and God to those that believe. But, like, baseball's your thing. I have to imagine it pisses people off.
I think anybody that's and a professional athlete at that level, too. I mean, there's so many, like you said, so many fringe guys. But just when there's so many other grinders making 40 grand out there, come on. Like, you can't publicly state those things. You've got such a privilege in your life, and your job is different than your guys' jobs, than my job. It's just a different job.
It's the truth. And number one, we'll tell you when we come back. That's Joe Fisher. Schultzy on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris, 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get to Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite, but I want to touch just a little bit. The London series was kind of fun.
McCollum was right, yeah.
London series was a little fun, right? Bryce Harper hitting home runs. VAR on things that people don't know the rules on.
They had VAR for the London game?
Yeah, there was a hit by pitch. There was a player for the Phillies who felt he got hit on the foot and went to first, and it went to instant replay, and they said he was not hit, and the entire broadcast team is like, nobody here in England knows what's going on. They are so confused why this game is
not. Nobody had an expert in their booth, from there?
I'm sure they all thought
they
were...
No, I mean, the fans in the stadium.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm sure they were all thought they were going to a cricket match.
But Bryce Harper was the real deal, so thanks, Bryce, for holding down the old USA
across
the pond.
We did tease something. Should we just say who the most underrated player or overrated player is?
It's not Bryce Harper.
No.
Thank God. Because as somebody who hated Bryce Harper on this show for almost a decade, I've come around. Bryce Harper, I visit your shrine at church.
I apologize profusely.
Massively. Like, thank you for playing baseball. And I don't root for the Phillies. I don't want the Phillies to win. But I hope you get a World Series because thank you.
One of your favorite players voted the most overrated player. You love this guy.
I love it.
I can't believe it.
I mean, Miles Davis. I've been really into Stan Getz lately. Dave Brubeck is fantastic. Bill Evans.
Ooh, take five.
Is
Dave
also
Brubeck.
Great. Yeah. Bill Evans is also fantastic. I'm probably more of a Miles guy than a Coltrane guy.
Maybe some tiny boop squig Shorterly.
But Charlie Mingus is also one of the greatest bass players of all time.
What about Mookie Kramer and the 8-Ball? Does that do it for you?
That does do it for me. Yeah, it gets me a little tight.
Jazz Chisholm.
The jazz
references.
And it is an overwhelming, did jazz, have sex with your mom? Did he pee in your Cheerios? Did he shoot your dog?
Maybe it was the MLB, the show cover that really hit some guys.
It is astronomical how much the vote came in on Jazz Chisholm. A guy on a team that's not very good. He's not making buku dollars.
Do you know his full name?
No.
Jasrado Prince Hermes Arrington Chisholm Jr.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's...
I mean, if you're a dad and that's your name and you have a kid, you're like, let's run it back.
I'm pretty sure it's the jealousy factor of him getting on MLB The Show over probably 50 other more qualified players. Because you look, I love that Baseball Reference does this.
He was flashy for a moment.
Yes, but then you look at the stats and the similarity scores of guys through age 25, their careers so far compared to, and this is Jazz Chisholm comparing to Ian Stewart, Jake Lamb, Keston Hiura, Pedro Alvarez and Wilson Benamede. Oh, let's go for Rookie of the Year Eric Hinsky way down on that list, who then ended up being a bench guy. No, Jazz is a decent MLB player.
I think Eric Hinsky played in three World Series in a row.
Yeah.
For different teams.
As a pinch runner.
Which is pretty rad.
What a
Not
life,
a pinch
right?
runner, pinch hitter. Yes, he was a big boy.
You're right, he was a big boy.
The baseball reference comparison is telling, and I think that's exactly why I think the MLB The Show factor, the flashiness, and not really just, he's just another guy. A jag, as they say.
I have to imagine, though, that Chisholm has some personality flaws, too. You know, he's an infield guy. So if you're standing on second, you're standing on first, you're standing on third, or he's on first or second or third, and he talks to guys, and guys are just like, Anthony Rendon sucks, but man, he is not you.
I would have just liked to be in that clubhouse if that's when he found this out. This and read this article or saw this headline or somebody told him.
Yeah, what are his teammates like? They're like, couple dudes walk over there like, sorry, man, dude, you're not a douchebag. And then a couple of people over there are like, oh, no, I didn't see it. Just trying to work on getting ready for today.
I mean, yeah. Just making some offhand comments like, dude.
One of the votes is from a Marlin player.
Don't listen to him, man. Hey, just don't listen to him. And he's like, what are you talking about?
But then there's a bunch of people that are just like, oh, no, I didn't see anything.
Also, by the way, he has played in no more than 124 games in a season. Then 60, 97, 64. And that does not include the pandemic shortened season. He played in 21 games that year. Well, so dude can't even stay on the field.
And I didn't read the article, the Athletic article, but just glancing at this one Bleacher Report where they reference it, they said that there weren't any major quotables, but one player questioned Chisholm being the cover athlete for MLB The Show in 2023. So that's one player like we were saying, I believe that might be the sentiment for probably a few other players.
Other players receiving votes were Yordan Alvarez, you're an idiot, Javier Baez, Chris Bryant.
You just went on to the IL today.
Emmanuel Clase, you're an idiot. Garrett Cole, you're an idiot. Rafael Devers, maybe. Adolis Garcia, interesting conversation.
Alex Manoah,
Carlos Rodon, Julio Rodriguez, you're an idiot. Juan Soto got a vote, you're a bigger idiot.
Yeah, Julio might be a little
Giancarlo, weird. Spencer Strider, you're an idiot. Marcus Stroman, Alex Verdugo, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, hard to tell, and Christian Yelich.
Oh, Yelich.
Who, at the trade deadline, if I'm the Seattle Mariners, what do you want?
I know we got a break, so
Christian Yelich.
I'm going to leave it on this. Julio Rodriguez, a little overrated.
Boom! Wow. All right, when we come back, it is everyone's favorite, fair or foul, but first, there's Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We're a little behind it, and I'd like to let this baby breathe, as I always like to let this baby breathe. So without further ado, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Schultzy.
Appreciate it, you guys. Try to move it along. I will say I want to eat crow really quickly on my question about Mitch Garver last week, saying, hey, it's time to say uncle and give up on Mitch Garver for the Seattle Mariners.
And I said it can't get much worse.
And you were right, Joe. You were right. Because since then, he is hitting a whopping 278, 458 on base percentage, slugging of over 700. He's got two home runs, six ribbies. He's been hitting a bunch of doubles. And his at-bats are really good. Lots of walks in there as well.
Because he caught that one game.
That
one game. He caught it, and it turned him around. Service manager of the year.
He told Scott Servais that he hits better when he's catching, and he's been in all the catcher's meetings.
No way. Manager of the year is Stephen Vogt.
Stephen Vogt?
There's no way he's not winning it.
John Voight?
No kidding. Yeah, John Voight's kid. I'm just kidding. Not related at all.
Stephen Vogt is winning that award.
Yeah, I agree. He was going to be the bench coach if in Seattle if he did not take the Cleveland.
Jose Ramirez is going to hit 200 RBIs.
Possibly.
Yeah.
What about Matt Quattaro, the Royals manager?
Oh, him and Pedro Grifol can just go have dinner together. Who cares about them? Nobody literally knows who they are.
I do.
I do.
What's the question? Did we ask it?
We have not. Actually, I was just about to transition to somebody that we all know who they are, is the New York freaking Yankees, right?
Yep.
We've been talking about it. Eaton Crow, you have, Patrick, about how amazing that they've been this year compared to how good we all thought they were going to be, which wasn't amazing. So this one shocked me, you guys. Just seeing their pitching numbers this good, so fair or foul, the New York Yankees lead the league in earned run average. Fair or foul?
Luis Gil has a very good ERA. Great. Whatever.
He did not get to Christy Mathewson because I watched his game on Sunday, and he did not get to six innings, no runs, five hits and 10 Ks or whatever it was. He had eight starts in a row and tied Fernando Valenzuela, but did not tie Christy Mathewson on the next round. That kid is amazing.
Best ERA. I know the Royals and Red Sox were near the top there for a while.
I mean, Seth Lugo's been absolutely phenomenal. So is Tanner Houck.
I'm going to say foul and say that it's still one of those two teams. But, I mean, Stroman, Rodon, Luis Gil, Clay Holmes. There's a chance that they may have overtaken them.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting question. Like, Gil and Stroman have been really good. And Holmes and that bullpen has been really good. Rodon's been okay. Nestor Cortez has not been okay.
No.
What's entirely scary is that we're asking if it's the number one team, and we're like, oh, I don't know. And they're about to get Gerrit Cole back, who has looked really good in the minors, and that is terrifying. I'll take the opposite of Joe. I'll say fair. I know Nestor Cortez hasn't had a great year, but Gil and Stroman is not going real deep in games. He's not striking out guys, but he's not giving up runs. And that's the name of the game in baseball. The same fantasy. This is baseball.
Yeah, you nailed it, Patrick. It is fair. Sorry, Joe. The Yankees are in first place.
Blows my mind.
It's crazy with a 2.85 ERA over the second place Phillies. And that was kind of one of the reasons why I thought of this is like they are coming back like with the best pitcher in baseball soon after already pitching above their value. You guys missed one name in there. I don't know what his ERA is right now, but Clark Schmidt's been holding it down for the Yankees as well.
This absolutely blows my mind. Again, I know I've said it twice, and I'm going to say it a third time because it's that serious. Gerrit Cole has had two minor league starts. He gave up a home run the other night, but he's given up two runs and struck out 12 guys in two games. Gerrit Cole might come back, and if he does Gerrit Cole things, could win a Cy Young, and he hasn't pitched yet, and it's June 11th.
And to think that the Yankees are just going to get swept by the Orioles in the playoffs, that's crazy, man.
I mean, I still got a lot of problems with the Yankees, you know? I know Joe's just giving shade, and I think that's fun, but I still got a lot of problems with the Yankees. But if Cole comes back, I still don't trust their offense. Outside of Soto and Judge, I still don't trust that offense. But that pitching staff, boy, oof. If Cole is Gerrit Cole, ouch, look out.
Speaking of Joe's Orioles, they are in third place right now, 3.1 ERA in all of baseball. So good for you guys. That would be a crazy playoff series. You are not wrong. All right, fair or foul number two. Let's keep it Yankees related, but it's got to be Aaron Judge, right? Because he has been the story, other than Juan Soto of the Yankees. It's either one or two of those guys that you're talking about. He had an amazing May, 16 home runs, 330-plus batting average. And he has a lot of home runs to this point so far. But I wanted to go back and look at his 2022 season when he hit 62. So fair or foul, guys, Aaron Judge has more bombs than he did on this date in 2022 when he hit 62 home runs.
Ooh.
Fair or foul?
So we're asking. Question. So the question is, did he have more home runs in 22 than he does now? More home runs now than he did.
He has more home runs now than he did. So it would be fair if he has more home runs
now
today, okay. June 11th, 2024.
Okay. You want me to go, Joe? I'll go.
I'm waffling.
I will say foul, and okay. I will say foul because I think Judge has been on a torrid pace of late, and he missed some time. Now, I don't remember in 2022 if Judge missed time in the beginning of the year, but I know he did this year, so I will say foul that he had more home runs at this point in 2022 than he does now, Jesus Cristo. Every time, I said this last hour, every time Judge makes contact with the ball, contact, even if it goes into a double play, every time his bat hits the ball, there's a chance it's going out.
I'm going to say foul as well, just because
it's Barry Bonds-esque.
Because the start was slow this year. That's what I'm going to say is that he, I'm trying to recall that 2022, if it was a full sustained, if it was a hot start and it kind of tapered off. But I don't remember him starting off as slow as he did this year. So that's why I'm going to go foul on this one.
Yeah, guys, he actually, on June 11th, 2022, it was a two home run day for him that day.
Of course it was.
And he totaled 24 home runs at that point of the season. This season, 25 as of today. And check this out. So remember, I know you just talked about a slower start or some missed games at the beginning
that's
of
wild.
This year.
He was hurt this year.
And remember at the end of the 2022 season, it was like a 8 to 12
right.
game gap
that's
before
right.
he actually hit his 60.
He went like 2 weeks without
yeah.
hitting a home run. I was working primetime.
Yeah.
I was working primetime with the boys as we were moving into here.
Yeah.
And I think he hit 62 while we were there. Or he hit, I think he hit 61.
Yeah.
While we were on the air, and we talked about the entire time, like, that's got to feel good because he hasn't hit one in like 2 weeks. Good call, Schultz.
It just makes me wonder if he could hit 70 this year. If he's on it, if he continues to stay hot, that is a legitimate possibility, at least according to these numbers.
Again, that stature, like the size that he is, the way he swings the bat. I never loved the way Judge swung the bat. And now that I watch him, it's starting to get a little Griffey-esque, a little like, boy, when you swing, Pujols, Manny Ramirez, Albert Pujols, Ken Griffey Jr., those are some of the best swings I've ever seen in my life. Judge is now getting to a point when he starts to go, I'm kind of like, I want to watch that.
That was just crazy. Just crazy to think about. All right, guys, fair foul number three. The Philadelphia Phillies losing catcher JT Realmuto. They are putting him down with a knee injury.
They're putting him down?
No.
He's dead?
They're putting him down, like putting him on the injured list.
Oh, my God, he's dead.
Yeah, I said that incorrectly.
Sorry, JT.
Yeah, sorry, JT. No, he is down on the injury list with knee surgery, fixing a significant issue that he's been dealing with for months, apparently. They don't know how long he's going to be out. But obviously, the Phillies, one of the best teams in baseball to this point. Fair or foul, they will trade for Rockies catcher Elias Diaz after Realmuto's injury.
I'm going to say foul. I'm going to say there is a team that is in that third place to wild card-ish range that feels like they can value from bringing him to the team a little bit more as, gosh, is that Jonah Heim behind the plate that just got decked with a ball right in his ball? Yeah, that looked like that hurt. That looked like that got the kind of gooch area there. I'm going to say foul that a team that is kind of in that middling area is going to try and trade for him to give them a bolster at that position. Because, I mean, the Phillies, we'll see how long Realmuto is out for, but I don't think it's important to have a good catcher consistently, but I don't know if they're going to essentially need a fill-in catcher like that.
I'll piggyback Joe on this, but for very different reasons. I think the Phillies clubhouse right now is firing. These guys around each other, I think the culture in that clubhouse is so important right now. And let's say Realmuto, let's say he misses 8 weeks, okay? That means he comes back in mid-late August. But Nick Castellanos has not been good this year, and everyone in that clubhouse loves him. Bryson Stott is one of the hardest outs to get in baseball. Brandon Marsh, that is a culture clubhouse.
Alec Bohm, homegrown, but, you know, team grown.
It reminds me of Red Sox 03 to 08. You know, like, that's a culture clubhouse. And I think Realmuto is one of the more silent guys because of Trey Turner's contract, Bryce Harper being Bryce, Zach Wheeler, Matchbox 20 lead singer Rob Thomas leading that team. Like, I think the loss of Realmuto is more of a just, hold on, guys, we're going to be okay. Just wait it out, and we'll be okay.
They're saying it's going to be about a month that he'll be out. Again, we'll see how it goes, if the surgery is, you know, all good and he's feeling good after a month or so.
And worst case scenario, if he's out 2 months, I still love this Phillies team. Schwarber, like, that's they are so much Philly right
now.
And
with the Braves and how they're looking, it's kind of like
they're kind of fading. Like, you have time.
Yeah.
The Mets suck. The Marlins suck. The Nationals are pesky, but like, this is you. The Cubs are fading. No one believes in the Brewers. The Dodgers are the Dodgers, but do you believe in the Giants, the Padres, the Diamondbacks? Like, hold pat.
Yeah.
We'll be okay.
All right, guys. Final fair or foul regarding my Seattle Mariners, who just took a lead, by the way.
Seattle Mariners.
Our Seattle Mariners. Cal Raleigh, a second double of the game, scores two runs, including Julio Rodriguez on a big play at the plate, and that was the go-ahead run. Hopefully they can hold on. They lead the White Sox 4-3. Fair or foul, guys. They will trade one of their top prospects by the deadline on July 31st. Owner John Stanton said that he is going to give some cash to Jerry Dipoto to try to work with Justin Hollander, their GM and President Jerry Dipoto. Yeah, we'll see if that's actually true, because we heard that going up to last offseason and then heard reasons why they weren't going to. They need a bat, regardless of how much better Mitch Garver plays. So fair or foul, guys, the way to do that is to trade a couple of their top prospects. They just had to bring Locklear up to give France a spell because he broke his heel. Maybe that's a chance for him to show off, and then they can trade him. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Dylan Moore on the paternity list.
Yes,
congratulations to Dilmo.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, the biggest mistake was the owner saying, yeah, Jerry, we'll give you a little bit of a leash here to make a move, and Jerry can't help himself. So, yeah, he's absolutely going to make a move and make a trade midseason because that's also what he loves to do, is just trade all the damn time. And whether it's for a big bat, mediocre bat, I mean, it's probably going to be mediocre, because it seems like all his moves are just kind of middling, like not big moves in the season.
You're so right. You're so
right. And so it's just, he's going to do something, whether it's a huge bat. No, I don't think it's going to be there. It's going to be God knows who, but it's going to be in that middle tier range. And again, if they're giving him the leash and giving him money to do so, yeah, he's going to do it.
Yeah, I think Joe's spot on to this, and I'll jump on it a little bit as well. I've been saying this for the last couple weeks, whenever this comes up, because the Mariners' offense has been atrocious. Although, once they fired some guys and shuffled some things around, the offense has been a little bit better.
Yeah,
it's been a little bit better. Julio is hitting better, etc. Cal, the big dump is the starting catcher for the American League at the All-Star game, in my opinion. But I think it all boils down to who is available. And I don't know how many guys are available. And I think it's an outfield bat is what you're looking for. Is Adolis Garcia available for Texas? I don't know.
No.
Is a Rosarena available?
Maybe Taylor Ward.
Probably, but what does he cost? Taylor Ward's available. Will they trade into the division?
No.
What's it?
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We're a little behind it, and I'd like to let this baby breathe, as I always like to let this baby breathe. So without further ado, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Schultze.
Appreciate it, you guys. Try to move it along. I will say I want to eat crow really quickly on my question about Mitch Garver last week, saying, hey, it's time to say uncle and give up on Mitch Garver for the Seattle Mariners.
And I said it can't get much worse.
And you were right, Joe. You were right, because since then, he is hitting a whopping .278, .458 on base percentage, slugging of over .700. He's got 2 home runs, 6 ribbies. He's been hitting a bunch of doubles. And his at-bats are really good. Lots of walks in there as well.
Because he caught that one game.
That
one game. He caught it, and it turned him around. Service. Manager of the year.
He told Scott Service that he hits better when he's catching, and he's been in all the catchers' meetings.
No way. Manager of the year is Stephen Vogt.
Stephen Vogt?
There's no way he's not winning it.
John Voight?
No kidding. Yeah, John Voight's kid. I'm just kidding. Not related at all.
Stephen Vogt is winning that award.
Yeah, I agree. He was going to be the bench coach if in Seattle if he did not take the Cleveland.
Jose Ramirez is going to hit 200 RBIs.
Possibly.
Yeah.
What about Matt Quattaro, the Royals manager?
Oh, him and Pedro Grifol can just go have dinner together. Who cares about them? Nobody literally knows who they are.
I do.
I do.
What's the question? Did we ask it?
We have not, actually. I was just about to transition to somebody that we all know who they are, is the New York freaking Yankees, right?
Yep.
We've been talking about it. Eaton Crow, you have, Patrick, about how amazing that they've been this year compared to how good we all thought they were going to be, which wasn't amazing. So this one shocked me, you guys. Just seeing their pitching numbers this good, so fair or foul, the New York Yankees lead the league in earned run average. Fair or foul?
Luis Gil has a very good ERA. Great. Whatever.
He did not get to Christy Mathewson because I watched his game on Sunday, and he did not get to 6 innings, no runs, 5 hits, and 10 Ks or whatever it was. He had 8 starts in a row and tied Fernando Valenzuela.
Whoa.
But did not tie Christy Mathewson on the next round. That kid is amazing.
Best ERA. I know the Royals and Red Sox were near the top there for a while.
I mean, Seth Lugo's been absolutely phenomenal. So is Tanner Houck.
I'm going to say foul and say that it's still one of those two teams. But, I mean, Stroman, Rodon, Luis Gil, Clay Holmes. There's a chance that they may have overtaken them.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting question. Like, Gil and Stroman have been really good. And Holmes and that bullpen has been really good. Rodon's been okay. Nestor Cortez has not been okay.
No.
What's entirely scary is that we're asking if it's the number one team, and we're like, oh, I don't know. And they're about to get Gerrit Cole back, who has looked really good in the minors, and that is terrifying. I'll take the opposite of Joe. I'll say fair. I know Nestor Cortez hasn't had a great year, but Gil and Stroman is not going real deep in games. He's not striking out guys, but he's not giving up runs. And that's the name of the game in baseball. This ain't fantasy. This is baseball.
Yeah, you nailed it, Patrick. It is fair. Sorry, Joe. The Yankees are in first place.
Blows my mind.
It's crazy with a 2.85 ERA over the second place Phillies. And that was kind of one of the reasons why I thought of this is like they are coming back like with the best pitcher in baseball soon after already pitching above their value. You guys missed one name in there. I don't know what his ERA is right now, but Clark Schmidt's been holding it down for the Yankees as well.
This absolutely blows my mind. Again, I know I've said it twice, and I'm going to say it a third time because it's that serious. Gerrit Cole has had two minor league starts. He gave up a home run the other night, but he's given up two runs and struck out 12 guys in two games. Gerrit Cole might come back, and if he does Gerrit Cole things, could win a Cy Young, and he hasn't pitched yet, and it's June 11th.
And to think that the Yankees are just going to get swept by the Orioles in the playoffs, that's crazy, man.
I mean, I still got a lot of problems with the Yankees, you know? Like, I know Joe's just giving shade, and I think that's fun, but I still got a lot of problems with the Yankees. But if Cole comes back, I still don't trust their offense. Outside of Soto and Judge, I still don't trust that offense. But that pitching staff, boy, oof. If Cole is Gerrit Cole, ooh, ouch, look out.
Speaking of Joe's Orioles, they are in third place right now, 3.1 ERA in all of baseball. So good for you guys. That would be a crazy playoff series. You are not wrong. All right, fair or foul number two. Let's keep it Yankees related, but it's got to be Aaron Judge, right? Because he has been the story, other than Juan Soto of the Yankees. It's either one or two of those guys that you're talking about. He had an amazing May, 16 home runs, .330+ batting average. And he has a lot of home runs to this point so far, but I wanted to go back and look at his 2022 season when he hit 62. So fair or foul, guys, Aaron Judge has more bombs than he did on this date in 2022 when he hit 62 home runs.
Ooh.
Fair or foul?
So we're asking. Question. So the question is, did he have more home runs in 22 than he does now? More home runs now than he did.
He has more home runs now than he did. So it would be fair if he has more home runs
now
today, okay. June 11th, 2024.
Okay. You want me to go, Joe? I'll go.
I'm waffling.
I will say foul, and okay. I will say foul because I think Judge has been on a torrid pace of late, and he missed some time. Now, I don't remember in 2022 if Judge missed time in the beginning of the year, but I know he did this year, so I will say foul that he had more home runs at this point in 2022 than he does now, but Jesus Cristo. Every time, I said this last hour, every time Judge makes contact with the ball, contact, even if it goes into a double play, every time his bat hits the ball, there's a chance it's going out.
I'm going to say foul as well, just because
it's Barry Bonds-esque.
Because the start was slow this year. That's what I'm going to say is that he, I'm trying to recall that 2022, if it was a full sustained, if it was a hot start and it kind of tapered off, but I don't remember him starting off as slow as he did this year. So that's why I'm going to go foul on this one.
Yeah, guys, he actually, on June 11th, 2022, it was a two home run day for him that day.
Of course it was.
And he totaled 24 home runs at that point of the season. This season, 25 as of today. And check this out. So remember, I know you just talked about a slower start or some missed games at the beginning
that's
of
wild.
This year.
He was hurt this year.
And remember at the end of the 2022 season, it was like a 8 to
that's
12
right.
game gap
that's
before
right.
he actually
he went
hit
like,
his 60.
He went like 2 weeks without hitting home run. I was working primetime.
Yeah.
I was working primetime with the boys as we were moving into here.
Yeah.
And I think he hit 62 while we were there. Or he hit, I think he hit 61.
Yeah.
While we were on the air, and we talked about the entire time, like, that's got to feel good because he hasn't hit one in like 2 weeks. Good call, Schultz.
It just makes me wonder if he could hit 70 this year. If he's on it, if he continues to stay hot, that is a legitimate possibility, at least according to these numbers.
Again, that stature, like the size that he is, the way he swings the bat, I never loved the way Judge swung the bat. And now that I watch him, it's starting to get a little Griffey-esque, a little like, boy, when you swing, Pujols, Manny Ramirez, Albert Pujols, Ken Griffey Jr., those are some of the best swings I've ever seen in my life. Judge is now getting to a point when I, when he starts to go, I'm kind of like, I want to watch that.
That was just crazy. Just crazy to think about. All right, guys, fair foul number three. Eesh. The Philadelphia Phillies losing catcher JT Realmuto. They are putting him down with a knee injury.
They're putting him down?
No.
He's dead?
They're putting him down, like putting him on the injured list.
Oh, my God, he's dead.
Yeah, I said that incorrectly.
Sorry, JT.
Yeah, sorry, JT. No, he is down on the injury list with knee surgery, fixing a significant issue that he's been dealing with for months, apparently. They don't know how long he's going to be out. But obviously, the Phillies, one of the best teams in baseball to this point. Fair or foul, they will trade for Rockies catcher Elias Diaz after Realmuto's injury.
I'm going to say foul. I'm going to say there is a team that is in that third place to wild card-ish range that feels like they can value from bringing him to the team a little bit more as, gosh, is that Jonah Heim behind the plate that just got decked with a ball right in his ball? Yeah, that looked like that hurt. That looked like that got the kind of gooch area there. I'm going to say foul, that a team that is kind of in that middling area is going to try and trade for him to give them a bolster at that position. Because, I mean, the Phillies, we'll see how long Realmuto's out for, but I don't think it's important to have a good catcher consistently, but I don't know if they're going to essentially need a fill-in catcher like that.
I'll piggyback Joe on this, but for very different reasons. I think the Phillies clubhouse right now is firing. These guys around each other, I think the culture in that clubhouse is so important right now. And let's say Realmuto, let's say he misses 8 weeks, okay? That means he comes back in mid-late August. But Nick Castellanos has not been good this year, and everyone in that clubhouse loves him. Bryson Stott is one of the hardest outs to get in baseball. Brandon Marsh, that is a culture clubhouse.
Alec Bohm, homegrown, but, you know, team grown.
It reminds me of Red Sox 03 to 08. You know, like, that's a culture clubhouse. And I think Realmuto is one of the more silent guys because of Trey Turner's contract, Bryce Harper being Bryce, Zach Wheeler, Matchbox 20 lead singer Rob Thomas leading that team. Like, I think the loss of Realmuto is more of a just, hold on, guys, we're gonna be okay. Just wait it out and we'll be okay.
They're saying it's gonna be about a month that he'll be out. Again, we'll see how it goes if the surgery is, you know, all good and he's feeling good after a month or so.
And worst case scenario, if he's out 2 months, I still love this Phillies team. Schwarber, like, that's... they are so much Philly right
and
now.
And with the Braves and how they're looking, it's kind
and
of like...
they're kind of fading. Like, you have time.
Yeah.
The Mets suck. The Marlins suck. The Nationals are pesky. But, like, this is you. The Cubs are fading. No one believes in the Brewers. The Dodgers are the Dodgers. But do you believe in the Giants, the Padres, the Diamondbacks? Like, hold pat.
Yeah.
We'll be okay.
All right, guys, final fair or foul regarding my Seattle Mariners, who just took a lead, by the way. Our Seattle Mariners. Cal Raleigh, a second double of the game, scores two runs, including Julio Rodriguez on a big play at the plate, and that was the go-ahead run. Hopefully they can hold on. They lead the White Sox 4-3. Fair foul, guys, they will trade one of their top prospects by the deadline on July 31st. Owner John Stanton said that he is going to give some cash to Jerry Dipoto to try to work with Justin Hollander, their GM, and President Jerry Dipoto. Yeah, we'll see if that's actually true, because we heard that going up to last offseason and then heard reasons why they weren't going to. They need a bat, regardless of how much better Mitch Garver plays. So fair or foul, guys, the way to do that is to trade a couple of their top prospects. They just had to bring Locklear up to give France a spell because he broke his heel. Maybe that's a chance for him to show off, and then they could trade him. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Dylan Moore on the paternity list.
Yes,
congratulations to Dilmo.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, the biggest mistake was the owner saying, yeah, Jerry, we'll give you a little bit of a leash here to make a move, and Jerry can't help himself. So, yeah, he's absolutely going to make a move and make a trade midseason because that's also what he loves to do, is just trade all the damn time. And whether it's for a big bat, mediocre bat, I mean, it's probably going to be mediocre because it seems like all his moves are just kind of middling, like not big moves in the
You're
season.
So right. You're so
and
right.
And so it's just he's going to do something, whether it's a huge bat. No, I don't think it's going to be there. It's going to be God knows who, but it's going to be in that middle tier range. And again, if they're giving him the leash and giving him money to do so, yeah, he's going to do it.
Yeah, I think Joe's spot on to this, and I'll jump on it a little bit as well. I've been saying this for the last couple weeks, whenever this comes up, because the Mariners' offense has been atrocious. Although once they fired some guys and shuffled some things around, the offense has been a little bit better.
Yeah,
it's been a little bit better. Julio is hitting better, etc. Cal, the big dump is the starting catcher for the American League at the All-Star game, in my opinion. But I think it all boils down to who is available. And I don't know how many guys are available. And I think it's an outfield bat is what you're looking for. Is Adolis Garcia available for Texas? I don't know.
No.
Is a Rosarena available?
Maybe Taylor Ward.
Probably, but what does he cost? Taylor Ward's available. Will they trade into the division?
No.
What's it cost? I think we're going to look back at the trade deadline, and Jordan, you're going to bitch and moan about the Mariners doing nothing, and I'm going to fight back on you saying that there isn't somebody available. Now, if the Brewers were what I thought they were going to be, which is the third, maybe fourth best team in that division, but they're currently leading by like four games, I would have loved to see Christian Yelich, because I think you could have got him for cheap. But if they still keep playing in first, he's not available. So how many outfielders are truly available in trade? And that's where I think the bats are needed the most for the Mariners. And so I don't think it'll happen. And not because of their fault, but because there's just nobody there that's worth it. You got Brian Wu, all things considering, hoping the MRI turns out fine, and Bryce Miller, Emerson Hancock, those are great trade pieces, but I don't know if those guys are worth anybody on the market.
That's fair. I mean, I do hope that they make a move. I've heard Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and so if he's traded to like the Cubs and the Mariners aren't in on him, I will be an upset Mariners.
And next week we'll talk about Mets and Blue Jays players if they're worth being traded. We'll do that next week.
Cool.
That is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We come back, we'll mail this bad boy in. Hot corner to the fan. Speaking of, we just said this. We were just talking about that. I'm going to talk about this right now. The Rays suck.
Yeah, they're not good anymore.
Isn't that wild?
I mean, I wonder if they're just going to be like, look, let's just get through this year and get some of our arms back.
That's
and
what I feel like.
We're going to
McClanahan,
go for it.
Springs.
The vibes, it's just... Vibes are weird this year.
It's so strange. I got a really good buddy of mine who's from Tampa. He's a diehard Rays fan. We're in a fantasy league together. Great dude. And we talk Rays all the time, and I end up watching a ton of Rays games because he's a bartender at a bar that I frequent. And it's so wild talking to him because he's just like, yo, this guy's good. This guy's great. This guy's not good. Pitcher comes in and he's like, God, I hate this situation for him. So he's like a true fan. Like he knows what's going on. Is there a team in baseball that is bad now because of a reason worse than the Rays? Do you know why the Rays are bad?
Because half their good pitchers, their arms fell off.
And Wander Franco.
The Rays are bad because the one guy they decided to spend money on is not allowed to be in the United States of America.
I was going to say, is a disgusting POS.
Like, isn't that insane? Like, when Trevor Bauer goes through stuff, when Marcelo Zuna goes through stuff, you kind of deal with it. But Wander Franco might tank the Rays for 3-4 years.
It's possible, at least this year.
They're not going to have to pay him.
Again, just...
But that was an up-and-coming top shortstop in baseball.
Yeah, just get your arms back and then see what you can do next year. But next year might be the year where it's like, all right, clean house. Let's start over.
If you're a Rangers fan, don't turn on the TV as they have gone back to back to back.
Or maybe do turn on the TV because I can't imagine they can hit another home run in this
game. Yeah, Shohei went deep, Freeman went deep, and Hernandez went deep in the sixth. It's 12-1 over Texas. So if you're a Tejas fan, don't
want to talk
that.
About weird vibes, Texas.
When we come back next week, let's get into a little bit of teams that are bad with players that might trade. Talking to you, Toronto and the Mets. So we'll get into all that kind of stuff. But that's it for us tonight. That's Joe Fisher, Jordan Schultze behind the glass. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do. Speaking of, we just said this. We were just talking about that. I'm going to talk about this right now. The Rays suck.
Yeah, they're not good anymore.
Isn't that wild?
I mean, I wonder if they're just going to be like, look, let's just get through this year and get some of our arms back.
That's
and
what I feel like.
We're going to
McClanahan,
go for it.
Springs.
The vibes, it's just... Vibes are weird this year.
It's so strange. I got a really good buddy of mine who's from Tampa. He's a diehard Rays fan. We're in a fantasy league together. Great dude. And we talk Rays all the time, and I end up watching a ton of Rays games because he's a bartender at a bar that I frequent. And it's so wild talking to him because he's just like, yo, this guy's good. This guy's great. This guy's not good. Pitcher comes in and he's like, God, I hate this situation for him. So he's like a true fan. Like he knows what's going on. Is there a team in baseball that is bad now because of a reason worse than the Rays? Do you know why the Rays are bad?
Because half their good pitchers, their arms fell off.
And no, Wander Franco.
The Rays are bad because the one guy they decided to spend money on is... not allowed to be in the United States of America.
I was going to say, is a disgusting POS.
Like, isn't that insane? Like, when Trevor Bauer goes through stuff, when Marcelo Zuna goes through stuff, you kind of deal with it. But Wander Franco might tank the Rays for 3-4 years.
It's possible, at least this year.
They're not going to have to pay him.
Again, just...
But that was an up-and-coming top shortstop in baseball.
Yeah, just get your arms back and then see what you can do next year. But next year might be the year where it's like, all right, clean house. Let's start over.
If you're a Rangers fan, don't turn on the TV as they have gone back to back to back.
Or maybe do turn on the TV because I can't imagine they can hit another home run in this game.
Yeah, Shohei went deep, Freeman went deep, and Hernandez went deep in the sixth. It's 12-1 over Texas. So if you're a Tejas fan, don't
want to talk
that.
About weird vibes, Texas.
When we come back next week, let's get into a little bit of teams that are bad with players that might trade. Talking to you, Toronto and the Mets. So we'll get into all that kind of stuff. But that's it for us tonight. That's Joe Fisher, Jordan Schultze behind the glass. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.